I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Russian troops and tanks today continue to control much of Georgia. Those forces threaten Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili's efforts to keep the breakaway regions of South Ossetia and Abkhazia part of his country. Today, NATO warned that normal relations with Russia are impossible under the present circumstances. NATO presented a unified front during an emergency meeting in Brussels. But divisions within the alliance may prevent it from backing up its strong rhetoric with strong action. The World's Jerry Hatton has details.
NATO is demanding that Russia stick to the ceasefire agreement it signed last week.
We do not, as I speak, see signals of that happening.
But NATO Secretary General Jaap de Hoop Scheffer said today that Russian troops will have to withdraw to their pre-crisis positions.
That is what I've called before the status quo ante. Pre-crisis positions mean the positions they held on the 6th of August.
Secretary General Scheffer also announced that the alliance would create a new commission to strengthen ties with Georgia. In other words, said U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, the doors to NATO membership are still open to Tbilisi.
This alliance, NATO, having come so far after the end of the Cold War and the collapse of the Soviet Union in achieving a Europe that is whole, free, and at peace, is not going to permit a new line to be drawn in Europe, a line between those who were fortunate enough to make it into the transatlantic structures and those who still aspire to those transatlantic structures.
This was just what Russia did not want to hear. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said today in Moscow that encouraging Georgia's NATO aspirations is anti-Russian. Lavrov insisted that Russian troops are leaving Georgian territory despite conflicting evidence. Russia's envoy to NATO, Dmitry Rogozin, argued that Russia has been the victim of Georgian aggression. Rogozin warned that Russia may question the value of cooperation with NATO.
Today, certain hotheads have decided to assume the role of devil's advocate. They're supporting Saakashvili so much that they're prepared to cause colossal harm to international and European security.
Some NATO members, including France and Germany, are lobbying for a cautious approach to Russia. Moscow remains a potential strategic partner on several fronts, such as the Iran nuclear standoff. Georgetown University's Celeste Wallander says NATO leaders understand the stakes and are not likely to invite Georgia into the alliance just yet.
If the idea were to advance NATO membership or NATO action plan right now, the crisis isn't over, tensions are still high, emotions are high. So obviously this is not the time to be talking about in concrete terms or proposing in concrete terms.
There are signs that diplomacy is making some headway in the Russia-Georgia conflict. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe said today that Russia and Georgia have agreed to allow the immediate deployment of more military observers in and around South Ossetia. And earlier, Russia and Georgia exchanged prisoners in a gesture of goodwill. For The World, I'm Jerry Hatton.